Sometimes we're just hungry, and we would do anything to get just the taste.
And now for Just a Taste.
Hello, everybody. I am George Bronner, as you would know. And how are you all feeling on this beautiful night? It's simply a wonderful vibe on this night. It's a very chilly evening. I'm in a short-sleeved shirt, and I'm simply feeling amazing in this time. It's different. The rest of the week, it was warmer, and this isn't relevant to the message, but it just felt nice to feel cold again. But let me get into it. So the title of my message today is Just a Taste. And when I say just a taste, I'm referring to a taste of sin. And for starters, the taste of death is sweet, yet it becomes bitter and it becomes rotten before it even reaches your stomach. So when we're referring to just a taste, this varies in the Bible, from Eve taking a bite from the fruit, and then we all ended up here as sinful beings, seeking forgiveness, seeking purity, and the only way that we can attain that is through Jesus Christ. And as Genesis had actually stated in the morning, the title of her poem was Christmas Eve. And I just simply love that, the Christmas part. Today is Christmas, but I'll call it Christmas. So there are other examples from Eve taking a bite of the apple, or it wasn't an apple explicitly stated, but taking a bite from the fruit, to David killing a man just to get with his wife. To other individuals throughout the Bible that seemingly would give up so much just for a taste. There was Esau, who literally sold his birthright just for some food. So this could be seen figuratively, or it could be seen literally. Sometimes we're just hungry, and we would do anything to get just a taste. But there is a great danger in this. Each month I speak about my most troubling task of the month. And this month it was simply, I got just a taste. I felt satisfied for a period of time, but then all of a sudden my appetite was greater. And this is because the appetite of sin may fill you for a season, but as soon as you are hungry again, all of a sudden your stomach has expanded. And gradually over time, it keeps getting larger and larger until it is insatiable. And the only way to get over this hunger is to be satisfied with being hungry. Because there is only one thing that can truly fill us and keep us filled, and that is God, of course. There is a hole inside of us that can only be filled by God. We could try and fill it with earthly pleasures, and we'll feel filled for a season. But after a few of those, that hunger will feel so great that we can never fill it again. So, going further, I have a few Bible verses. For starters, Luke 9:23, NLT. Then he said to the crowd, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross daily and follow me." You must give up your own way. But you know the beauty in this? It seems so difficult to give up our own way, and I'm not saying it is easy. Because again, that hunger wouldn't stump so many people if it was just easy to go hungry. But the beauty is that we can truly be filled if we give up our own way and follow Christ. We can truly have a satiated appetite that we would never need to eat again if we followed Christ. Not only will we never need to eat again, but we would never have to fear death. The beauty in following Christ is eternal life. So another verse is James 2:10, NLT. For the person who keeps all the laws except one is as guilty as a person who has broken all of God's laws. Whenever I was going through this tough trial of simply, I had given it a taste and I wanted more and more. I was doing everything else well, but this verse just kept popping back into my head. And as I was doing this activity that I seemingly couldn't get enough of, I kept thinking, does it even matter what else I do at this point? Because of this one verse, this one law that I was breaking, this one rule that I was violating, I felt like everything else that I was doing correctly didn't matter. And biblically speaking, I suppose that would be correct. I mean, we can't be perfect. That's why Christ came and died for our sins. But we have to try to be. We have to give up our ways. Not some of our ways, but we have to give up all of our ways and follow Christ. Unless prior to following Christ, you were already doing things that were righteous. But progressing forward, there was something that my dad had said when we were driving in the car about a week ago, and it's simply four words, the power of leeway. You give yourself a little bit of room, and then all of a sudden it forces itself to make more. You go off the tracks a little bit, and the problem isn't going off the tracks a little bit, It's staying off the tracks. It's going further away from the tracks and possibly never returning to the tracks in the first place. We may take detours. We may try and take shortcuts, but those shortcuts just lead us further and further away. We may try and be happy just for a day by doing things that are sinful. And then we think, well, if I was happy for a day, let me do it the next, and then the next, and then the next, and then the next. And it gets to the point where it simply doesn't even bring us happiness, but we're just doing it because what else is there to do? The power of sin is truly great. And I can tell you from what I've experienced this month, although it's just a month, that in the span of 3 days, the grip of sin felt so tight that I couldn't remove it myself. And the only thing that I could do was cry out to God, sing gospel as I was doing the thing that had a grip on me. I was actively sinning as I was crying out to God because I simply could not get out of this by myself. And as I stand here today, I got out of it. So God is all powerful. Sin is far stronger than us. We are very weak. We are very fragile. But God created us. God created the evil beings that turned against him, yet he is still greater than them. Some people try and make a debate thinking that the devil is somewhat close to God. But the truth is, the gap is infinitely far. There is no fear and no worries as long as you are following God. Because as I said, we are very weak. We are very fragile. And the enemy is great to us. So if we don't have God on our side, how could we possibly win? So I'm just here to tell you, don't take that taste. I'm telling you from personal experience that in the span of days, or it could be a longer period of time, that taste will turn into you wanting a full meal, but all you can find is an appetizer. And you keep seeking and seeking, and you can never be filled. And if you do, next time you just want something greater. So that's all I have to tell you on this night, so I'm going to close out in prayer. Bow your heads for words of prayer. We pray through the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior and in the Spirit. I'd like to start off this prayer by saying thank you, and I love you. Thank you for absolutely everything, every moment in my life that has led up to this moment, the trials and tribulations that you have brought me through that I may teach others and that they may not have to go through them as well. I hope that something that I preached on this night will reach each and everybody's hearts, and not just reach their hearts and make them feel good, but make them take action. For you can feel wonderfully and still be sinning. You can sing out to you and still be sinning. I hope that nobody here has to reach that point, but that they'll just turn away before they enter. That before they take a bite out of that fruit, they'll remember these words, to not take a taste, because you'll want something greater and greater each time. Father God, I hope that you will be with them. I hope that the Holy Spirit will fill up each and every person, that they will receive this reminder each and every time. And if they are to fall to sin, because we are not perfect, that you will bring us back through, that we will return to you. That even if we get on an entirely different set of tracks, you will bring us back, Father God. That no matter how far away we go, you will be tethered to us, and you will bring us right back, Father God. That we may have to experience pain so that we learn. We may have to become injured just so that we have a constant reminder not to do it again. But it is better to be hurt and to be with you than to think we are healed and to be sinning actively. So thank you for absolutely everything, Father God. Thank you for bringing everybody here on this beautiful Christmas. And I pray through the name of Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior and in the Spirit. Amen. So I hope you all have a fantastic, beautiful, terrific, blessed, and God-favored night. Remember, don't take a taste, because your appetite will just grow greater and greater and greater.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was the sermon titled, Just a Taste, by George Bronner. This sermon is number 4084. That's 4084. To listen to thousands of free sermons or to send this sermon number 4084 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because brother, you need the word.